The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Bill Buckmaster back in the saddle with you. Ray Allen on the other side of the glass producing and engineering the show. Ray, thank you very much for being one of the guest hosts last week. The show went very well with you at the helm on Thursday. Another big shout out. Ryan Hansen did a great job.
He should have his own show on travel.
No kidding. Goodness. Well, he does kind of a travel show here. But he really did a great job, and he had some great guests, and, well, I called in. I don't know if I would qualify as a great guest, but he had I was just honored to be part of his travel
you
show.
You did good, Bill. It was you were a good caller.
Well, we were at this Ojo Mineral Hot Springs, and I was saying to Ryan, you know, in some way could they get that water to like the whirlpool for the Wildcat Athletics, but I guess they don't need that right now because we finally have a football team that's doing very well. Don Jorgensen is here, Dr. Don Jorgensen, and Bruce Ash are our Monday political face-off folks. But I'm still not through sending out the kudos. I want to thank Dan Shear of the Green Valley News and Sahara Sun. He hosted on Monday and Wednesday. Dan always does a really good job. Then Shelley Fishman was on Tuesday, and so we had a good week.
That was a good show too.
The
music and stuff.
Little different.
It was good.
It's a complete departure from what we normally do on a news talk show. But he brought in James Reel, who's top notch.
He knows more. James is so smart.
On AZPM, on KUAT Classical. So, yeah, I mean, people did call in and say they really liked it. And James has this encyclopedic knowledge of classical music. Do you like classical music, Don? Are you not really?
A friend gave
Are you
me...
a country west?
No. You know, I like old rock, I like kind of jazz rock. But I had a friend gave me a great CD years ago, and it was classical music for people who don't like classical music. And it had a lot of different pieces that are familiar through, you know, growing up hearing different pieces played here and there. And it was wonderful. So I gained an appreciation for it after that.
You know, Franzi used to say that James Reel could tell, you know, certain pieces, not just because of the author, you know, the producer of it, but by the orchestra. He could tell, like, you know, this is Berlin or this is Vienna or this is, you know, Budapest. I mean, he really has that kind of very sophisticated knowledge and ear for all things classical.
Now, that's oldies.
Yeah, the original oldies. Bruce is very happy. Of course, the Dodgers beat my Chicago Cubs, so the Dodgers face off against Houston. Beginning tomorrow, the temperature is going to be about 100 degrees at the time they start.
Well, you know, I will
be the hottest World Series ever.
I will be sitting on the top of the top deck on the third base side at Dodger Stadium.
You're going.
My sons bought tickets for us to go, and we're going over tomorrow. Hmm. Our oldest son is flying in from D.C. to be there, and we're so looking forward to it. The last time I was at a World Series was Game 2 of the 1988 World Series. This was the day after the Kirk Gibson iconic home run. And I told my son at that time, who was 8 years old, Dad and Matt will be going to all the Dodger World Series. Now, little did I know that my son would be 37 years old and have a child, and I would be an old man before we ever made it back to the World Series. But this has been a great season. Both the Astros and the Dodgers, I think this is going to be a very interesting World Series. Altuve and Correa for the Astros, Verlander and the whole team are a very interesting club. I loved it that they beat the Yankees. Sorry if there's any Yankee lovers here.
Don hates the Yankees because he loves Boston.
I was so happy to see those guys go down. And the Dodgers, you know, they've got such great things that happen, you know, with even their hitters at the bottom end of the lineup. They're pitching, relieving. Oh man, it's
sounds
just been
like
a great
jazzed,
year.
Yeah.
I'm jacked up for this thing.
All right, that's Bruce Ash. He's in his fourth term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. Dr. Don Jorgensen's former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Bruce, you're a big supporter of Moe's, but you're also a huge supporter of one of our other sponsors, which we love to hear, Green Things.
Wow, I was there twice this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
I got great stuff. I'm kind of, adding some things in our garden at home, mixing up the green leafy things with succulents and different more desert things. I've spent some time with the Tucson Botanical Society looking at some of those gardens there and trying to recreate what they've done. And they have the most knowledgeable people. I mean, from top to bottom, the young man that oftentimes helps me was so great at finding exactly what I was looking for, what would work, in our garden. And they just have so many great things going on there right now.
Good to hear. We have city of Tucson election is coming up. Well, everybody's going to be voting. I got a ballot and I don't live in the city. Well, you're
voting.
Yes, I caught you.
I'm ready to strangle you.
No. In fact, we already sent in our ballots. It took us all of 10 seconds to fill out our ballots because we live in the Fletcher Caeda area of the Central Foothills. And, Don, there is a bond measure on there for TUSD. So everybody does have a little bit of stake in this. Of course, the main thing is the city election.
Right. That's right. You live in that little section that pushes up there.
In the county.
That's part of TUSD.
Yeah,
I live
TUSD.
In the county as well. We do not get a ballot.
Well,
I'm in that area that has no votes. But
so then you didn't get any
city,
kind of ballot.
Not a thing.
For
not
this
a thing.
Year. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Although I do have a horse in one of the races supporting one of the city council elections.
Is that Mr. Durham?
Yes.
Okay.
Paul Durham.
Uh-huh.
It'll be – we got some interesting – questions on the city ballot. I understand Bruce has made some predictions on Facebook.
He did, and I said, Bruce, you've made a bold prediction picking your man, Paul Durham, not to win, to be upset by Gary Watson, the firefighter, who is running as an independent. And Bruce, if he were to win, he'd be the first, I believe, independent on the Tucson City Council. And you also think Mario Rodriguez, running against Steve Kay, has a shot.
Mariano,
who will be here, by the way, tomorrow on the show.
When you fill in your ballot, Mariano Rodriguez.
Okay.
I think...
Not Rivera. We're off baseball talk, right? Okay.
Yes.
Look, I think that this is an interesting election, partly because of the tax increases that are on the ballot. I happen to have voted for the Tucson Unified School District. We live in the city and we're in TUSD. I voted for that because I think that district needs a chance with a new superintendent, with new leadership on the board, a new board majority. I think they are in a responsible, or beginning to get into a responsible place. And certainly the kids in the classroom just are suffering from all of the very dilapidated facilities that they have. But the sales tax increases with respect to this early childhood daycare.
Strong Start Tucson.
Who knows what the heck.
It's a half-cent sales tax increase.
Who knows what the heck that's going to be.
Then the zoo is 1/10 of 1%.
And the zoo, look, I think there's a ton of people who are going to turn out to vote no on them. And I don't care what the unscientific poll
at the Arizona Daily Star
said. Yeah. But that was unscientific. It's not reflective. Anybody who shows up to vote against those measures isn't voting for Steve Kaye and isn't voting for Paul Durham. Hmm. Because if you vote for them, you're voting for the people who put increased taxes on the ballot.
Don's shaking his head. And in the
case of Gary Watson, look, Paul Durham may be a very well-qualified candidate, and I'm sure he's a good man. But Gary Watson has been running circles around him in this election. And even more important, there's dissension, I think, even within the Democratic Party. Don may not want to admit this, but they have some misgivings about Paul because he has taken a very, very nasty sort of a swipe at Felicia Chu when she was running in the primary.
Let's let it play out here.
Well, I always enjoy when Bruce talks about what's happening in the Democratic Party and talks about Democrats being nasty. Have you looked at any elections lately and how nasty Republicans get?
But well, it's just nice to see the Democrats up to the same things we are.
Kind of, yeah.
It's politics. It's a full-body contact start.
And, you know, in relative terms, not that nasty. I don't call it tough.
You don't see Mr. Durham or Steve Kaye in any kind of trouble.
Steve Kaye, absolutely not. I think the poll was 76%. I mean, Steve... he's done a great job for his constituents. He's straightforward. He's honest, like it or not. I like it. And I think he'll do quite fine. I think voters are smart enough to separate the candidates from those tax issues. Those are two completely separate things when you're looking at leadership of the city council. Paul Durham also is, I think, in the recent poll is at 50%. Gary Watson at 22%, pretty respectable for a Republican or former Republican, I'm sorry. Right. And let's come back to that. Let's talk about the Democrats, perhaps, yes, having some issues, which I'll come back to. But it's the Republicans that essentially kicked Watson out or walked away from him. The question now is, how split is that? The question for the Democrats are, will they come together after a tough primary because you had three strong candidates and rally around a good consistent Democrat with a strong progressive message in Paul Durham. I think they will because of you look at where that voting takes place within the city. I think that'll happen.
We'll come back to the measures.
Yeah, I want to talk about those.
We're going to talk about it after we take our first break on the Monday Political Face-Off. First break of the day, first break of the week on the Buckmaster Show.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday, Tucson City Council hopeful Mariano Rodriguez, plus the Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report with Dan Gibson to visit Tucson, and of course, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, all happening noon to 1 on Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's located at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Don Jorgensen is here and Bruce Ash. It is our Monday Political Face-Off. And Don, we talked a little bit about the two contested city council races, but the strong start Tucson is really, it's been very interesting to watch because it has divided the Democratic Party.
It has. And you have some natural questions that come up, particularly when you have a sales tax, which is a regressive tax, and the idea of using a sales tax to deal with what should be a state funding issue when it comes to education, putting it in the hands of the city creates a lot of problems for a number of Democrats. And that's why I think you see that. The fact that a poll came out, which was primarily Democratic, and I think only 48%, less than half, came out in favor of it, spells trouble.
The Star poll.
The Star online. Poll, yeah, that came out yesterday's paper. Only 40% came out in favor of this. You have that component as
or
well as
the— Or was it 48%?
48%. Only 48% in favor.
Yeah.
Part of the problem, too, is it's an idea in search of a plan. I mean, there is not a complete plan there for how it's going to be implemented, how it's going to be monitored, evaluated, all of that. And so the question of accountability is a large one, I think, in the eyes of many voters, regardless of party. Those are a lot of red flags, starting with the fact that it's a tax. It's, I think, a half cent sales tax added on to the city. If that passes along with the zoo sales tax, which is another question, that pushes City of Tucson tax, I think, to about 9.2%, which is getting up there.
It is getting up there, but as Tim Steller pointed out in his column yesterday, it is in line with other Arizona municipalities.
It's not out of line, but it's still above the average.
Yeah.
Tim Steller, that paragon conservative voice here in Southern Arizona, says that he wasn't going to support that or the other sales tax increase that's been proposed. And you know what? He's a great American.
Great Tucsonan.
And I endorse.
And he's a good friend of our
I endorse
show.
What Tim said.
Mm-hmm.
What Don said, the first thing that Don said, I think is maybe the most important thing. It is a tax in search of a plan. If I'm a voter, I want to know exactly what this tax is going to be used for. And You know, this is usual Republican Bruce Ash bashing of the Tucson City Council. There are certain core requirements in the city charter that the city of Tucson government is supposed to be taking care of them. Law enforcement, probably amongst the most important of those. You know, gentlemen, any time, any shift during the day, week, weekend, the most number of police officers on the roads we have working is 52 officers. 52 officers in a municipality of over 500,000.
On the streets, you're
on saying. The streets. Hmm. It is frightening that when we're not able to handle the core requirements under the city charter that this group endorsed by the city council would have been sponsoring this plan to now get involved in education. Well, now we've talked about it for years, and the city of Tucson should have the bully pulpit when it comes to TUSD, Flowing Wells, and any other school district that operates within the incorporated city limits of Tucson. But this is not a very good idea at all.
No, and how sad is it that it has to happen? Because once again, the state legislature has failed the citizens of Arizona when it comes to funding for education at all levels. We are still at 50. We have a shortage of teachers that is over 1,000. I think it's up to 1,300 teacher shortage this year, and I think another 500 have left.
Teachers are not happy that the governor is giving a raise to
his
staff.
What a slap in the face.
That's another.
4/10 of a percent raise for teachers and 20% to his staff. Just a slap in the face. And unfortunately, the city has had to look itself at doing what it can to prop up education. Not a great plan, but again, it's the legislature at the state that has failed Arizona.
All right. That's Don Jorgensen. Bruce Ash is here. And Robert also is with us. He's on the live line. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind?
Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you.
I agree with Bruce. What they do with this tax money is nebulous. The reason for my call is, that's a big fat no on raises for the city council, because apparently they're spending their time on Paris Accords, global warming, melting guns, and
not anymore.
Sanctuary cities, which is absolutely none of the city's business, and it's way over their already low pay grade.
So you don't think they will be getting a pay raise?
Yeah, not on my ballot.
I also didn't vote for that either.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Don, you want to chime in here?
You know, cities across the country, regardless of whether they're Democrat or Republican, always take stands on national issues, on world issues. I mean, that's just natural for politicians to want to do that. It's more important to look at what is the city council doing with regard to economic development, with regard to public safety. I agree with Bruce. You can't spend too much on public safety if it's done the right way in terms of community policing and prevention as well as response. We need all of that. But at the same time, the focus on economic development, I think, has been a strength of this mayor in particular and the city council. When you look at the new development downtown, when you look at what's happening there, hotels starting up for the first time, you look at Caterpillar coming in, all these other companies, which was also, I think, mentioned in the paper over the past couple of weeks. There's some strong signs there. Do we want it to move faster? Yes. But I think that's a problem we've seen statewide in terms of slow economic growth in Arizona because, again, of many policies that have come down from the legislature as well. But I give the mayor and city council strong marks here for their focus and growth in economic development.
Bruce, do you have any reservations?
Well, unfortunately, the figures just don't support that. And while there has been some increase in employment and the Caterpillar announcement was certainly a very, very welcome piece of new business for Tucson, we still lag the state when it comes to employment. We lag the state when it comes to job growth. We lag the state in terms of income growth. There is much, much room for improvement. And getting back to law enforcement, in Mr. Durham's district ward, if he is successful. There was recently, just a week ago Saturday, a shopping center in the Oracle Road and Glen area where there were several shots fired into two different shops in the early evening. And when the merchants in those shops contacted 911, they said that that call would take at least 45 minutes to respond to because it wasn't important enough. They had other pressing business. I don't know what is more pressing than somebody on the loose with a weapon who is firing into stores and potentially injuring innocent people. This is what's happened. There is no team policing and community policing that is effectively being worked in City of Tucson. You have an activist police chief who is really the puppet of the Tucson City Council, who's more interested in opposing Donald Trump and climate change than they are actually taking care of the problems that affect most people in this city.
All right. That was the opinion of Bruce Ash. National Committeeman, Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, Don Jorgensen. Thank you, Don, for your support of our program. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bill, always.
And this is pretty much an all-mail-in election, the city election.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Amazing how that works and how it increases voter participation.
Not much.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge at moesgallery.com. Thank you, Mr. Moe, for your support of our Monday Political Face-Off. 12:30 now. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
A As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, Monday edition. This portion presented by our good friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It makes a great weekend getaway. It's just about a three-hour drive over to Silver City. And this time of year, wow, you can't beat New Mexico. Cooler weather than certainly we've been having because of that elevation. And it's just a great chance to get away and hike, camp, explore historic Silver City, or just relax in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of the... There's about two dozen really nice places to stay in the area. They've got the full list, and they've got the many recreation opportunities. Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. The YMCA's Community Military Breakfast is coming up. It's hosted by the downtown YMCA and recognizes the region's veterans and former service members. The breakfast is Friday, November the 10th at the Tucson Convention Center. We have with us, we're honored to have Mark Irvin with us. Mark is one of this year, there's two chairmen, honorary co-chairs, Major General Donald Shepard, retired United States Air Force, and Mark. And Mark, of course, has been in Tucson forever and contributes so much to this community with Mark Irvin Commercial Real Estate Services. And he also is a key member of the six-member Rio Nuevo Board. And I think, Mark, you are the secretary, right?
Vice chair slash secretary.
Yeah, there you go. So do they kind of pass that around, secretary and treasurer, or do you have new ones every year?
We, you know, the board, we serve at the board's pleasure. We're voted on and approved by the board. So that'll be, I think, later this year will be coming up for the board to decide who they'd like to have as their three executive officers again. So I think I've been on almost 8 years, and I think during that time, with the exception of a couple of months, I've served as the vice chair and or secretary, and now those two positions are combined into one.
Well, Mark, I've known you for years, and I want to publicly congratulate you on all the community service work you do for this community. And one of your loves is the YMCA, and I did not realize that the Y's been around for 150 years.
Shocking. You know, I've never been a historian myself, and as I started reading some of that and some of the things going back to World War One and even before that, I was kind of amazed.
Goes back to the Civil War, right? Or before the Civil War. I mean, it's really amazing what the Y has done and what they've done in this community and the way they now have really hooked up to try to help. We have so many veterans, Mark, as you know, and former service members living in Tucson.
Yeah, you know, I never had any intention, to be quite honest, Bill, to be involved in this. You know, I think, you know, I've always been a Boys and Girls Club guy. And
yeah,
that's sort of been your
signature.
Right. Although I've always loved event. What the Y has done, and I just think their new CEO, Curtis Dawson, I had a chance to spend some time with him. I think he's just an off-the-charts, you know, really free-thinking guy who's going to just, I think, help them take some enormous steps. And I think the thing that, you know, first off, knowing Priscilla and Mike, it's pretty hard to say no to those two, right? I mean, do you know anybody that's ever had success in doing that?
No.
But then I think the other thing is, you know, when you get surrounded by an all-star cast with somebody like, you know, Don Shepard, how can you not, you know, get excited about, you know, doing something like that? And, you know, I mean, this is one of, you know, 1 year the YMCA will do the breakfast like they're doing this year. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, last year they did the military ball, which was, you know, much more formal in this, that, and the other. But I'll tell you that as much as I think Priscilla and Mike are, you know, influencing me a lot on saying yes, I will tell you the biggest thing for me that got me to say yes was who we're recognizing this year. And That's the Vietnam veterans. I think that's a group that, you know, as a young man, I had a draft card.
Right.
I'll be honest with you, I wasn't very good in school back then, and if my number would have been called, I would have gone. Mm-hmm. It was actually a good lesson for me to button down and you know, pay attention to my studies and kind of fix that. But I think the piece that I remember so vividly and clearly about that is, you know, when the war ended, and even before it ended and people were coming home, just how disrespectful people were to our Vietnam veterans who did what they were asked to do. And I just thought it was so disgraceful. And I can remember as a young man saying to myself, you know, when I get older and I can do something about that, I will do that. So it was impossible for me to say no to the Y when they asked me if I'd
help. Well, you know, General Wickham, former chief of staff of the U.S. Army, who contributes to this radio program every month, tells the story, Mark, about when he came back badly wounded from Vietnam, and he spent time at Walter Reed, the main hospital in D.C., and people spit at him when they saw he was in a uniform. They actually spit at General Wickham. Here's a guy who really lays his life on the line, very close to being killed, and he's been spit on.
Yeah, it just amazes me. And, you know, the other thing about, I think, Vietnam, and, you know, maybe other people don't enjoy it as much as I do, and a lot of my friends kid me because I think my favorite movie is Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's because a lot of that stuff happened around the time that I was growing up as a young man. That's what we grew up with. And
so
I watch all those things from Watergate to the Vietnam, you know, war to, you know, way back even before that, segregation. And it's like, you know, we were a part of all that stuff growing up as, you know, as kids.
We certainly were. Now, the proceeds this year will be going to what?
Well, it goes to the YMCA, but it goes to support a number of things. I mean, the Y has, in addition to their camp where they provide scholarships, they also provide scholarships and what have you to, you know, a lot of veterans and veterans' families and, you know, special programs that relate specifically to that. And this obviously provides a great deal of those funds that come in to support that effort. To me, when I kind of look and had a chance to tour, and I was a member of the Lighthouse YMCA for years and years and years back in my racquetball playing days. But when I kind of look at some of the, you know, the veterans and some of the families and some of the people that are on base, you know, you just, the more, and I think, you know, I had a wonderful opportunity to serve as the honorary commander for the 355th Fighter Wing. My 2-year stint turned into 7, and I tell you, I enjoyed every single year of it. I stepped down earlier this year and just always appreciated what our military folks do. Because, you know, let's be honest, if it wasn't for them, there's no way we could be doing what we're doing.
That's true.
You know, and I always love when I'm kind of hanging out in town and I see a handful of service folks sitting over there in uniforms, regardless of where, you know, what branch of service that they're from. I just always like when I see somebody from Tucson walk up to them. And how much is, you know, what does it really take to walk up to somebody and look them in the eye, stick your hand out and shake their hand and say, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Because of what you're doing, I can do what I'm doing.
That's so true. The MC, Edmund Marquez, does so much MCing. He could almost do it as a full-time job. And the reason I think he's so in demand, he's a very entertaining guy, and he does a great job.
Yeah, well, you know, I obviously have a chance to work with Edmund as he's a board member with me
at
Rio Nuevo. When we were first sitting down and kind of brainstorming about this, they'd kind of said, hey, Mark, would you like to MC this? And I said, you know, I think what you need is exactly what you just said, and that is somebody that's, you know, young, aggressive, great energy. Yeah. And, you know, talking about a maniac, I mean, here's a guy, Edmund, he's chairing for the second year in the row.
Wow.
United Way's capital campaign.
Wow.
And, you know, notwithstanding what he does for Rio Nuevo, he is just always out in front, just making stuff happen. So I'm looking forward to seeing his energy, having, you know, sat there and watched him MC a handful of things. Hopefully he doesn't pick too much on me. And he devotes all of his time to Don. But what could you pick on with Don? Nothing.
And the venue is the Tucson Convention Center. So this will get underway. It's a breakfast on Friday, November the 10th. Tickets, how can the folks get tickets? They go online?
They can get online. They can call the YMCA. And I might also mention that, in case for those that didn't know, the Rio Nuevo owns the Tucson Convention Center. So when
that's right.
So you talk about the trifecta, so you get Edmund and me, yeah. You get the Tucson Convention Center. We got a deal downtown that's supporting downtown, and the downtown Y actually supports all the Ys, and then obviously supports every branch of military service. It's not just one or the other. I mean, obviously, I grew up an Army brat, but my time here in Tucson has made me really an Air Force lover, and it's just nice to see all of the various branches be supported with this effort.
And Rio Nuevo gets the all-time turnaround award. I mean, those of us who have been around a while know that Rio Nuevo had a very rocky start, but boy, things have really leveled out, and you and the board are doing a great job.
Well, thanks for that. I think it's nice to have a group that's focused on the same page. I also think it's a great example of legislative intervention gone well. You know, all of us are volunteers. We serve at the whim of those that whoever appointed us. I'm a Speaker of the House appointment, so if JD decides he's tired of what I got going on, I won't be there. And I think that provides the additional piece of
oversight
that's really needed. You know, we think about that all the time, and how do we leverage taxpayer dollars to be impactful.
All right, Mark Irvin, thank you very much for your work in the community and co-chairing the upcoming YMCA Community Military Breakfast. And folks can go online, tucsonymca.org/military breakfast, or just Google Tucson Y. You're going to get the information, right? And so it's a great opportunity to help our veterans in this community and military families, especially the Vietnam era military folks. Mark, thank you very much. Great to see you.
You too. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
All right. 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up next, another very worthy subject to talk about, our Humane Society of Southern Arizona. It's Monday on Buckmaster. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garber on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. The Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck, now has a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu expands on the popular Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, it's at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive and on the web at thetwistedtandoor.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on a Monday afternoon. Earlier, Bruce Ash was talking about Green Things and his wonderful experience there. That experience is certainly not unique. People love Green Things. For all of their gardening needs, they're located at 3384 East River Road, a beautiful location on 13 acres by the Rito Riverwalk. And their website is very fine. You'll get a lot of good tips on that, upcoming workshops. GreenThingsAZ.com, the workshop address, not workshop, their website address. Just west of the Brandy Fenton Park is where you will find Green Things. Lots of exciting things going on at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. The new building is coming along. We're going to get an update on that and some upcoming events from Monique Conway. Monique, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Very good. Monique is the public relations and social media coordinator for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. So I'm curious, Monique, what is the update on this fabulous new building you've got coming up?
So our building is coming along wonderfully. Right now, we've got the walls up, the roof's on. They're starting to break out our offices on the interior, and it is really exciting.
Where is it located?
So our new building's going to be on Roger and Oracle.
Mm-hmm. And what will this new facility, well, the old facility has been around, and it has been there for a long time off of Fort Lowell. I mean, you've really talk about outgrowing something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been at that location off Kelvin for 73 years.
Oh, whoa. So what will the new facility have that really is going to help enhance the chances of an animal being adopted?
It's just going to be a better layout. Right now where we're at, we've kind of added on as we've grown. But here we're able to have a space that's big enough for everybody. We'll have our clinic. We have a really great education department that's going to have indoor and outdoor access at this new building. We'll have a walking path for the dogs. We'll have a cat room for the cats where they'll be like free range. They'll actually have indoor and outdoor access too, which will be really exciting because right now their kennels are relatively small.
What should someone keep in mind when they come either to the current facility, because there are a lot of animals waiting right now, you know, don't wait just for the new facility. But what are some of the things that people should keep in mind before adopting?
I always want to make sure that you're prepared. If you have any questions, our adoption staff is wonderful. If you don't have a pet already at home and you have questions about what it's like to own a pet or what kind of cost you'll be looking at, they're a great resource. Also, you can contact a local veterinarian or even our vet staff at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona and ask them what kind of things a pet would need besides food, water, vaccines, love.
Do you do kind of a wellness check then with all the animals when they come in?
Absolutely. So all of our animals that come in, they go through our veterinary care, and they'll be all up to date on their vaccines and spayed and neutered before they're even made available for adoption.
What are some of your upcoming events where people can get to know some of the dogs and cats? And are there other animals than dogs and cats?
Yes, we do see small pocket pets.
Okay.
Right now, we do have rabbits and guinea pigs that are available for adoptions. We also get
Ferrets are kind of cute, too. You ever get any ferrets?
Yeah, occasionally we'll get ferrets, rats, roosters. We've had a duck in the past.
Whoa. So you've got some events coming up.
Yes. So, for instance, this Friday, we're having Movie and a Cuddle. This event is for kids ages 6 to 11. It's $25, and they do need to pre-register, but they're going to have a great time. They're going to have pizza, popcorn. They're going to watch a Halloween movie and make a Halloween craft.
And that's when?
This Friday, the 27th. But there's only a few spots left, so if anybody's interested, they'll want to go on to our website or our Facebook page to register right away.
And probably for folks listening on the radio, if they just Google Humane Society of Southern Arizona, we'll get them to your website.
Yep, absolutely. Or if they want to enter it directly, it's hssaz.org.
How has social media changed the whole animal welfare business, if you will? It's been a huge boost, hasn't it been?
Absolutely. It's been so good to us. Like our event this past Sunday, Sweat for Pets, we're just able to reach a lot more people and our pets. A lot of people tag their friends in the post, or they share it with their friends and family if it's a pet that they are interested in. And the reach of the community that we get in Tucson and even outside of Tucson, we're starting to reach people all around that are interested in what we're doing and how we're making a difference for these homeless pets.
What else do you have coming up?
This weekend, again, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, where is the last weekend of Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. And all of our locations, the main campus, Posh at La Encantada and Posh at Park Place, are going to be giving discounts for our bully breed dogs. So we want you to adopt a lovable dog. And the puppies, they're going to be $90 plus the $19 license fee. The adult dogs, which would be over 6 months to 6 years, that's going to be $40 plus the $19 license fee. And the seniors will be $25. Plus the $19 license fee. So,
can someone go to your website and check out the inventory of animals that are available?
Yes. We do always recommend coming in to meet them
firsthand
and kind of getting a feel for what animals we have, talking to an adoption counselor, letting them know what your needs are. If you need your pet to get along with dogs, cats, kids, they'll be able to know what their activity level is, anything that can, you know, your life is about. We'll make sure that we can make a pet match.
All right, so that event is coming up this weekend. You know, the stores, the retail stores that you now have, and how many are there? Are there two or three?
We have...
You're in La Encantada Mall, right?
Right. We're at Park Place. We have a thrift store on Speedway, and then we have a Best in Show thrift boutique on 4th Avenue.
That has been a huge visibility increaser for you, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And most of these locations, we do have adoptable pets. We have all the merchandise you would need to own a pet and a great staff willing to help you on anything that you need for your pet.
Do you have any particular animals? I think we're past kind of the litter season, but do you have any particular animals that that need a home and they need it quickly because they've been there a while? Maybe some of the senior animals?
Yeah, absolutely. We keep track of everybody who's been with us for a long time or maybe have a hard time in the shelter. And again, you can always ask our adoptions counselor if you're willing to help us out with somebody like that. The one that comes to mind for me is a cat that we've had the most long term. She's been with us since February.
She
really struggled in the shelter. So she's in a foster home until she gets adopted. And her name's Lola. She's absolutely wonderful. She just doesn't like being in a kennel, so she doesn't get as much visibility as our other pets.
What is her name?
Lola.
Lola. And do you know how old she is?
I want to say that she is 3 years old, but I want to double check
on that. And what type of cat? What is she, a tabby, or do you know what kind she is?
I know for sure she's a domestic short hair and that she is absolutely adorable. She's kind of like a gray and black, might be like a gray tabby.
Boy, if we could get somebody to adopt that cat, I would feel like it would make my day.
Absolutely.
Maybe folks could, if they're hearing this and they'd like to take a look, is her picture up on the website, do you know?
Yes, she is up on the website, and she is also on our Facebook page. Or again, anybody can give us a call. It's 520-327-6088, extension 173, and just ask about Lola.
Ask about Lola. Lola, a long-term resident connected with the system. She's been in the system too long, and she needs to get some kind of a home. So again, let's go over some of your events that's coming up this weekend. You've got
Movie and a Cuddle this Friday for kids 6 to 11. And then Friday through Sunday, we have Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, where we're giving discounted adoption fees for our bully breed dogs at our main campus, our Posh Lawn Cantata, and Posh at Park Place.
What are the bully breeds?
Like an American Bulldog.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So the new building coming along, and there'll be a grand opening when?
We're set to move in January, and then we're thinking that the public will be available to come in February.
All right. For more information, go to the Humane Society of Southern Arizona, their website, and that is hssaz.org. But like I say, if you're out driving around, just when you get a chance to get to the computer, just Google Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Monique Conway has been with us. She is the Public Relations and Social Media Coordinator for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Monique, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up this afternoon, Mic Check with Mike Shaw. Ray Allen will help out Mike. Together, the two of them put together a great hour. That's from 4 to 5 this afternoon here on KVOI. We have our wake-up program from 6 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you for the Tuesday edition of The Buckmaster Show. So I think tomorrow we have Mr. Rodriguez, the candidate Mariano Rodriguez, in the city council election. He'll be joining us. We'll hear about what he is offering folks. That and more tomorrow on The Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.